No, today's topic is S in the liberation palm. So we will talk today about the first of the practice. It comes in the every of the practice. It's under Guru devotion. Guru devotion means how do you have to deal with the teacher and the way of the how you're dealing with the teacher and the way of the listening the Dhamma. And this is the first, I mean the steps of the practice comes in the liberation in the palm. So maybe the first important thing is as the, so you can see in the Lamrim practice and the liberation in the palm, first the practice steps when your studies talks about the guru devotion. So that's why even they will talk about how you have to keep the guru and the students relation. So that's why the first thing is the guru devotion. First the guru, now the here you have to know the what is the now the definitions of the guru. Usually the guru, what the qualification of the guru. So now also you have to know the what the qualifications of the Dhamma student. We are talking of the Dhamma guru and the Dhamma
Thank
student. Yeah. So here's the now the two things is the most important thing you have to understand on this chapter that the what is the qualifications of the Dhamma guru, what is the qualification of the qualification or the what is the definitions of the a Dhamma student. So your most important thing is from the Dhamma, in the Lamrim what they mention is that the, in the Dhamma guru should need the 10 qualifications or the 10 qualities, 10 qualities to become the real Dhamma guru. Now the first quality of the master is that there's a the first qualities. Yeah, so there's a 10 qualities in the Lamrim. If I mentioned the 10 qualities it needs for the perfect to become the perfect Dhamma guru. Dhamma students need the three qualities. So yeah, so that's why you can see that yeah, so that's why you need the qualities that in the, you can see in the, that in the every the Dhamma perfect to become the perfect Dhamma guru you need the 10 qualities to become the perfect students you need three qualities. So now the first quality in among the 10 qualities what they are the first quality is that the Dhamma guru should have the very good of the morality or the ethics. He should follow the every of the morality and the ethics rule very properly. That is the first quality. When the Dhamma guru is not following the every morality or the ethics or the rules properly, he is very, then it's, we can consider is a disqualified to become the perfect guru. Then the second quality, the very good of the wisdom. That's the second qualities. So, he should have the very good of the concentration. So he should have the very good of the concentration. Third thing. Okay, these are the three. What the, these are the three are the very main qualities. Main qualities of the to being the Dhamma guru. Okay, so yeah, so as I told you, they are the they as I told you before, they are the 10 qualities of the becoming the Dhamma guru. So these are the these three most important qualities of the being the perfect Dhamma guru. Okay. So you can see so. So because the once the because the once the Lama have not even the Dhamma Guru when he's not following the ethic or morality properly, then it will become affect all the student very negative way. So that's what, among these three is the most important thing of the these three. Okay. Okay. So now the fourth thing is that in the his own so in the own master he should have to he himself have to control the his own mind. That's the fourth quality. Okay. So then the one other quality is so maybe now these are the main three qualities. So the other is now also the your master should be very compassionate to the student. So also the teacher should be the, whenever he give the teaching, also he should have the very good understand this teaching. Also that he should have the very skill of the talking. And also he that master the Dhamma teacher should be the very should put the very effort to give the teaching, not to feel the tired with the giving the few teachings. Should very effort should he should be the very strong effort to give the teachings. So these are the most important qualities of the important qualities of the being the qualities of the Dhamma gurus to become perfect Dhamma gurus. Yeah. So now the here the other point is what you have to understand. The other point is that what you have to know is that other point is that what you have to know is that the, now the qualities of the Dhamma student. So Dhamma student is that there are the three qualities. So first quality is the Dhamma student should be the mind should be the very very unbiased mind. Mind should be the very very not think the po wrong side or not think the positive side. Just mind should be the very clear and the mind should be not unbiased. He should be the interested in the Dhamma. He should have an interest in the Dhamma. Third quality is that he should have the analysis issue. He or she, the Dhamma student, have to do the analysis. Who should have the power of the doing analysis? So these are the three things, the most important things. So now the questions comes that when you will become the Dhamma guru, when you he the, you will become the Dhamma student. Now that that's the point. Dhamma guru will become the whenever you have listened to any teaching from that master with you when you accepted the when they the, when you listen to any of the Dhamma teaching and when you accept from mentally you have accepted him as your teacher, then it will become the Dhamma guru, your Dhamma guru. Okay, so this is the how the Dhamma guru become. Now the here you have to understand that now how way of the listening the Dhamma. Now how you have to listen to Dhamma. So generally, whenever you listen to Dhamma, there are the few way of the motivation you need whenever you listen to Dhamma. So most important thing is whenever you listen to Dhamma, so what you have to do is that you have to, you should avoid the three defects. Whenever you listen to Dhamma, you should avoid the three defects of the listening Dhamma. There are three defects. You should avoid these three defects. So the first defect is not listening the Dhamma is the first defect. Whenever you come to the listen to Dhamma and when you are not listening the Dhamma, either you're thinking to something else. This is the first defect. Now the second defect is that whenever you try to listen to Dhamma, when you are not keeping the Dhamma's point in your mind, that is a second defect. What I see in the Vietnam, you will keep the every teaching and make the notes. But the most important thing to make the note in your mind, not in the book. That's the most important thing. After you're taking a note in the book, you should have that note should be transfer or your note should be upload in the mind. That's the most important thing. Make the notes, I think it's a make you when you make the notes in the book. Also the most important things are most important from that book, you have to put that notes in your mind. That's a very important thing. So this is a, once you're not put keeping in your mind, that's a second defect of the listening the Dhamma. Now the third defect is whenever you listen to Dhamma, when you are listening to Dhamma with the carrying the so much of the negative thoughts in your mind, that is a third defect. Okay, clear, isn't it? Yeah. So now that after that, what you have to do is that whenever you listen to Dhamma, so you have to listen to Dhamma and you have to try to apply that into your the day-to-day life. Okay, that's the second important thing. Now here, now you have to do the now the how you have to from the student side, how now here talks about how the guru devotion, how you have to rely, way of the relying on the guru. Way of the relying is now there are the few ways of the relying on the the most important is the two way of the relying on the guru. So that's why the first relying on there are the two way. One is the how you have to rely with the physically relying on the guru and the mentally, like with the relying with the guru with the action, and the relying with the guru with the mentally. Okay. When you rely on the guru mentally, what you have to do is that you have to consider that your teacher, Dhamma teacher, is a representative of the Dhamma or representative of the Buddha. As you can see in the liberation in palm, they have mentioned that you have to, when you rely on the guru, you have to consider or think that your guru as the representative of the Dhamma or the representative of the Buddha. So this is the one of the most important point. This is one important point you have to know. Now the other thing is that when they are the master, they will be many different master, Dhamma guru. When the Dhamma guru is not a right guru, so right guru, now what we have to do? Now the one question comes. Okay, now the most important thing, as I told you before, now when the Dhamma guru, when you look as a Dhamma guru, when you're right or wrong, you have to look at these qualities, and you have to look at whether your guru is following the Dhamma rules properly or not. That's the way how you detect the right or wrong masters, okay, guru. So when you look at the alcoholic people, when they see the Dhamma guru not taking the alcohol, maybe they will say it's not a good person, because for the alcoholic, the person who are not taking the alcohol, they might think it's not a good person. So that's why when the right or wrong is not like that way, when you detect with the master, the right guru or wrong guru, you have to detect with the guru that whether the guru is following the Dhamma's rule properly or not. That's the most important thing, how you have to detect the right or wrong gurus, okay? Second is the knowledge of the Dhamma. When your guru is not have the good knowledge of the Dhamma, so the guru cannot lead the student on the right track. So knowledge is the second point. As I told you before, the wisdom. The master should have a lot of wisdom regarding about the Buddhism. So that's why you can see in the liberation of the palm, it says that every of the Buddha's blessings comes through your guru. So that's why you have to consider guru as the Buddha's representative. So when you feel the master is not following you, when you see that your Dhamma guru is not following as the Dhamma rules properly, then what you have to do is the best way is to stay far away from your master. That is the best. So when the master feels that his student is not right, is not following exactly what the Dhamma is the rules, then the master should stay far away from these students. Even in the Buddha's lifetime, Buddha have even his cousin brother who became the against of the Buddha, and he break the so much of the rules. So Buddha later, Buddha even stopped the talking with his own cousin. So that's why this is mentally how you have to think your guru as a representative of the Buddha. That's what this is how you have to think with the mentally when you think of the guru. Now the physically or the dealing with the guru, with the action, with the dealing with the guru, what you have to do is that you have to follow your guru have said. When your guru says something very goes against of the Dhamma, you don't have to do it at all. That's a Buddha I've clearly mentioned that. When your guru have said something according to the Dhamma, which you can do, then you have to do it. But the guru have said something to you that even you cannot, according to the Dhamma, which is very right from the Dhamma point of view, but if you cannot do it, then you can tell the guru that you cannot do it. That you can say that. So example, when the guru have told you to the prostration, 3 times of prostrations a morning. So if you have broke your leg, you cannot do the prostration. So in that case, you can tell your master, the guru, that you have this and this condition, you are such this condition, and you cannot do the prostration. Like that way, you can clarify or you can tell your guru. But still, when the guru is saying the very according to the Dhamma, which you can do, still you are fighting with your guru. Then that is the worst to the student. So in the monastery, there's one very, 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 very naughty one, small monk. So sometimes I used to tell him that do this and this prayers and to start these prayers. So he will tell me that, don't worry, I will do it rightly, perfectly. He always say that, but later on he won't do it. Whatever I tell him to do the job, he won't do it, but the small monk won't do it. But everywhere he will say that, don't worry, teacher, I will do it, don't worry, I will do it rightly, perfectly. He always say that, so later on he won't do it. so that's why that's a student. When some master tells you, guru tells you something according to the Dhamma, which you can do, which was very important for yourself, and when you are not doing it, still you are fighting back with the master, then consider the worst student. When you are the master and the guru tell you to the kill the bird, kill the animal, so he is going the against of the dharma. You don't have to do it at all. So I think these points are very clear in the liberation palm. Now you can look at the liberation palm. These points are very clear at the point of the guru devotion. It's very clear points. That's why you can see the merit field. They will keep the center that your guru comes. So that's why every of the blessings of the Buddha receives through the guru. That's why you can see that now when you are with the guru, usually when you are following the guru, so when you are the following guru in the way, when you go with walk with the guru, you cannot follow exact back of the guru. You cannot follow like that way. Yeah, when you are in the gurus, you normally the student cannot go ahead of the guru. When the guru asks you to go ahead, then you can go. So in the now when and the time of the doing the prostrations or the prostration as a boy prostration at the to the guru, that the one the guru is not aware that when you are doing the prostration of guru should be aware that you are in the house. Once a guru is not aware that you are in the house, you cannot do the prostration. When you enter your house, okay, when you enter the guru's place, guru is reading the newspaper. Once he is not aware that you have entered, you cannot. Only that when he aware that you have in the house. So that's why when you are, because when we are dealing with the gurus, what we have to do is that we have to look from the gurus. Maybe when we look at the gurus, the positive points. Because when you deal with the guru, it does not mean that the guru is something when the guru is doing the wrong thing. It does not mean that you have to accept that he is doing the right thing. It does not mean that, okay? Look him, you have to bless whatever he do the wrong things. You do not have to accept that he is doing the right. Okay? When you see that something gurus do the wrong things. Yeah, when the guru do the wrong things from student side, you don't have to accept, the student do not have to accept that's a guru's the what the wrong thing is doing is a right thing, okay? Wrong and right here, I mean, is according to the Dharma, when you do the something wrong, that should be considered as a wrong thing, okay? Yeah, so traditionally, there are many right and wrong things, and traditionally, that do not cares, that we don't have to care it, okay? Example, when you give something by the only one hand, when you give the something to the someone with the one hand, in the Tibetan traditionally it's the wrong thing, give it by the two hands. In the Nepali tradition, when you give with the one hand, they will consider it as a very good thing. When you try to give the two hands, they will feel a little bit wrong. Yeah, so the Japanese tradition where when you give the money by the hand, there's another thing. You have to give the money and put it on the table and you have to push the money. You cannot give the money by hand to the others. This is the right or wrong from the traditionally right or wrong. In the reality, what I'm talking about the right or wrong from the Dharma point of view, right or wrong. So that's why when the lamas, your master is doing the right or wrong, you have to look from the Dharma point of view. When he was doing the something of the against of the Dharma, then he is not doing the right thing. So that's why the first practice in the Lamani, you can see that it's a guru devotion. Guru devotion is the first, whenever you are dealing with the guru, mentally, you have to think that guru is a representative of the Buddha. Now the physically, when you're dealing with the guru, you have to try to follow the whatever the guru advised to you, which according to the Dharma, okay? Whatever the advice he's giving to you, do the Dharma advices, which you can do. At least you have to try your best to follow that. Because the reason is that because right now we can see that the Buddha passed away 2,500 years back. We didn't see the Buddha. We have not seen the Buddha. We have not heard the Dharma from the Buddha. But here we can hear the Dharma. We are understanding the Buddha Dharma through the your guru. That's why you have to consider the guru as the representative of the Buddha. So this is the way that's why we have to consider the guru as the representative of the Buddha. So you have to consider because of that, we are listening, we are getting the Dharma, Buddha's Dharma teaching, through the our guru. So that's why we have to consider the guru as a representative of the Buddha. Yeah, so that's why you have to consider as your guru to and that. So now the physically, so you have to try to follow the whatever the, your guru's the Dharma advices. At least try your best to follow. So that's why the guru they're the two way of the relying on the guru. Okay, first mentally and the physically. You have to think the guru as a representative of the Buddha. Physically, so this is now the first chapter. Maybe now you can read on these points. I will just summarize all the points. So now you can read that in the liberation in the palm. Okay, so maybe now we will, maybe I think, yeah, so maybe we will stop here. Yeah, so okay, so maybe now, so that's why now that now the what we have to do is that now you just read all these parts. Okay, now the liberation upon and the guru devotion points. Okay, we'll make that, so read that. Okay, so okay, this is the when you have the free time, just read the few parts of the guru devotion part of liberation in the palm. Okay, when you are at the free, once you read it once, I think you won't understand it. You will read again and again and again. Okay, once you read it again and again and again, so then you will understand and will be increased and you will understand better. Okay, so this is the now that this is the first practices of the that's okay guru devotion. Now what you have to do is that now the from your practices now just combine with that with the merit field. Okay, merit field practice. Okay, you combine with the merit field visualization as a combine that. Okay, with a guru devotion practice. Okay. Okay, so then I think then you will get more. I mean these practices, when you do it, then you will get the more experience. That once you get the more experience, then I think it will be that then you will get the more experience. Dharma is every Dharma practice should be based on your experience. So once you gain the more and more experience, then you will get the it. We say that then the when you are getting the better and better experience, then we call it your the practice is getting better. So in the most important thing, your experience and your emotion should not be confused, okay? Vietnam, you are falling more in the emotions and the instinct, not on the experience. Experience is the Dharma. Experience is something like that when you have the very strong experience of the Dharma. So whenever you think of the practice as a Dharma, it will just I will give you the one example, okay? For the example, experience is something like that. Suppose example, when you are the practice is getting better, even the whenever the negative thought comes, you will just control it very easily when your negative thoughts comes. When you are not the Dharma experience is not strong, when the negative thoughts comes, you will feel very difficult to challenges. That's the first step. When you are the experience of the Dharma is when you're getting better and better, whenever the negative thoughts comes in your mind, you can challenge it, defeat it very easily. So that's why in the Lamrim, they the old Kadamba master one has he have said the one thing. The Kadamba master one in the Lamrim, there is one story of the Kadamba master. He told that to defeat the negative thought is a very easy. Changing your seat, turning your head around, we can defeat the negative thought. In his case, definitely it's a right. For us, it's not like that. When you are the practice and when you gain the more and more experience in the Buddhist practice, then it will become like that. Just arising the negative thoughts, you will just easily you can control. Now this week you have the homework is that okay, merit field visualization practice and the guru devotion to the physically relying and the mentally relying, that practice that okay, meditate on that field. Also read when you have a time that the only guru devotion part of the liberation of the palm. Okay, when you have the time, okay, read it. When you feel you don't have the time, just decrease the watching the TV 15 minutes. Okay, just 15 minutes, decrease the 15 minutes of watching, then you will get enough time. Okay. Maybe when you decrease the watching the TV, maybe 15 minutes a daily, I think in the you will get the enough time for the 1 week. I think you will get more than 1.5 hour. That's quite a lot. Maybe you can do less of the watching the computers, maybe 15 minutes. When you are not watching the TV and you are watching more on the computer spending, just spend the 15 minutes less, okay? Yeah. So let's see, maybe even when you have the maybe 1 or 15 minute less, and you will spend the 15 minutes in the daily and of this practice and the reading the books, then you can see the 1 week what make the difference. Then you will see the big difference after the 2 3 months. Okay. Thank you.